Join longtime local and social butterfly Michelle Dragony as she flits up and down the coastside on her intrepid cruiser Flame, chatting with coastal characters at every turn.
So here we are again today with Mark Melville. He came back in for another podcast, and let's catch up with Mark. What have you been doing in the last couple of months since your first podcast?
Well, we've been actually really busy. Trying to get my name out, obviously, but attending the local festivals in Millbrae, Pacifica, Half Moon Bay, going out and meeting with local business leaders, meeting with union leaders. It's been taking up a lot of my evenings, a lot of my weekends, but it's been very enjoyable meeting some great people. And the nice thing is everybody has an opinion and they all want to know what my opinion is and see if it matches their opinion. And it's nice when my opinion does match theirs, because obviously they want to go out and support me and take my business card, jump online, and take a look at my different social media sites.
That's right. You're posting on Facebook regularly.
I post regularly on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter. I'm still working on that one, though. I'm not the best Twitterer in that you're going to run into. But, yeah, between the website and the other social media sites, it's been refreshing to hear from a lot of people, especially up here in the north end of the county.
Isn't that neat how social media can get your message out? It's very interesting, isn't it?
It's absolutely interesting. And it's nice when I get emails that said, Mark, I met you at the Fog Fest. I met you in Millbrae. I met you in Half Moon Bay. You know, how more can I help you? What else is there that I can do for you?
That's exciting.
And to me, it's just been incredible. And I look forward to opening it up every morning, and I try to get back to everybody as quick as I can. But it's amazing to me, not being a very social media type individual, to see how fast people get back to you.
Yes.
You know, I'll look at a message and it's been, you know, several hours, and I respond back, and then immediately there's a return message. I'm not that quick. I'm learning, but it's just incredible. It's been an incredible experience.
And you work full time.
And yeah, I have to work full time. We put a little blurb out there about the fires up in Napa, Sonoma, Santa Rosa counties. We sent a lot of people up there, the county did, and so a lot of us backfilled those spots with overtime. So yeah, there's been a lot of 16, 17-hour days that we've put in, you know, doing our part to help the other counties, especially when they're in need.
Well, on top of your full-time job. Now, what do you do as a deputy sheriff? What do you actually do? Like,
I work a beat. I work from Half Moon Bay to the Santa Cruz County line.
Drive your car?
I drive, yep. I have a big SUV, and I drive that. And, one of the biggest beats in the county.
And you pull over people with tipper tickets and things like that?
I do write tickets. I try to sell my tickets. I don't think I've ever written one that somebody really didn't deserve. So,
good for you.
So if you're listening to that, if I wrote the ticket, I guarantee you deserved it. No, I work a regular beat. And our rules and regulations are very clear. I don't campaign on duty, and I don't. But it's nice that people understand it, especially I've been out my beat now for a little over 6 years. So a lot of people know me. They know me, my face. They call for me. They'll call Sheriff's Dispatch asking for me in particular, which is incredible in and of itself.
Yeah, well, we need more of that. I mean, I find that when we had the Half Moon Bay City, you would know the police officers, you know, like they would live in the neighborhood and stuff like that. And there's a little bit more detachment. So it's really nice to know that there's a regular guy on the beat.
We do have a couple of long-term people that have stayed in Half Moon Bay, never left here when we took them over. Mark Reed, John Sanchez. Right.
And Lubal.
Sergeant Lubal. Yeah. Actually, he's got a new assignment now. It's when he comes out here to work, he knows a lot of the people that we're still dealing with. And that is a great help, you know, to the new folks that don't know.
Yes.
There's a few other ones that come out and work. O'Malley, who's the captain here, I believe, before we took him over. And when he comes out, it's the same thing.
That's good to know. Keep an eye out for those names.
Yeah, you start throwing out, you know, different folks. they know who they are before we know, and it's a great help. So that's worked out very well for us.
Cool. So I noticed you're wearing a pink shirt.
Well, I'm wearing a pink shirt. Again, if you go to my social media sites, you'll see that this is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and the Sheriff's Office allows us to wear the pink t-shirts, the bands. We also have pink patches. That's optional, and our Deputy Sheriff's Association sells those patches, but again, it's all for the month of October.
Mm-hmm. I just shared the picture of the patch from your social media to the Buzz social media Facebook feed. So
yeah, it's a great patch.
It is a good looking patch.
It's a very good looking patch. Putting the pink on it, as I said, it really stands out. People don't really have to ask. I mean, October has been Breast Cancer Awareness Month for a number of years now, but it's an honor to be able to share that with the people that we serve, that it does mean something to us as well as it means to them.
And I know it has a special meaning for you.
It does, yeah. I lost my mom to breast cancer, and I lost my best friend to cancer. But, you know, we've had members of the Sheriff's Office that have had breast cancer. And it's just one of those diseases that if you catch it early, hopefully it can be cured. But, yeah, it's a strong memory for me. And I'm proud to do it. Not only for myself, but in the memory of my mom.
I noticed on your Facebook that you were at a memorial recently.
Yes, the county every year puts on a memorial service for fallen law enforcement, fallen firefighters, fallen emergency medical individuals. And this year it was over at the Notre Dame Demure, if I said that right.
I think so.
Very well attended by all three different fields. I was certainly proud to be there. It meant a lot to me because obviously the profession means a lot to me. And I know with the firefighters, because I was once a firefighter, I think we talked
about
that.
That's right, exactly.
So I have the fire background as well. And the emergency medical people that serve this county in particular. And it was an honor to be there to partake in that, honoring all those in those three different fields who had lost, you know, individuals.
How many people pass away in the line of duty?
Well, you know, we've been fortunate that in the line of duty, we've had very few, and that's something to be proud of. But, I mean, we also honor those who've worked for the agencies a good number of years, have retired, and then passed. So this is our opportunity to thank them and their families for what they did contribute when they were alive. And that's so important that we need to do that. Because any of the three jobs are not easy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, absolutely. Lives on the line.
Lives on the line. Mm-hmm. The first responders. And I spoke about that a little bit with the Vegas tragedy. The first responders, incredible to go into a situation like that at a moment's notice.
12 minutes.
You know, you don't get to prepare for that.
No.
You just have to act instinctively and rely on your training. And they did an incredible job in the amount of time that they did respond.
Yeah,
so, absolutely. Yeah, it's, again, a tragedy, but the first responders, both law enforcement, fire, and emergency medical, just an incredible incident to have to deal with.
Yeah, beyond imagination. I mean, something like that had never happened before. How do you even get your mind around that? And you got to do it in 12 minutes.
Yeah, and you're relying on your instincts and your training to get you through that. And nobody can prepare for that. I mean, we do an awful lot of planning. Don't get me wrong, we do. We do a lot of training. But when it actually happens, it's a whole different story.
Right, you guys do a lot of training. The Buzz Studios is not very far from the Half Moon Bay Airport. In fact, it's only about 100 yards from the Half Moon Bay Airport. And all afternoon long, I was listening to sirens and screeching as the cars were doing their maneuvers and stuff like that. It's kind of exciting, really.
Well, I am one of those instructors, and where we do all the high-speed training. And it is incredible to watch, you know, some of the new people versus some of the veterans as they go through the process and the learning process, because they all get taught the same.
Right.
So, you know, those with a little bit more experience or do a little bit better initially.
Yeah.
And it takes a little while for the newer folks to get caught up. But in November, we'll actually be doing a county worker class. So it's for the civilians. Yeah. We don't teach them the high speed. We just teach them the normal driving stuff. And it's a lot of fun to work with them and show them kind of some of the things that we do.
Sure.
So that they have an understanding that when you see this happening, right, that these officers are very well trained. And we bring in officers not only from this county, but from outside the county as well. Mm-hmm. So it's...
I bet everybody loves that training.
Oh, it's incredible. I mean, it's a two-day class, and they'll be out there again tomorrow.
Okay.
So you'll see them again.
I won't be recording tomorrow afternoon then.
No, especially in the afternoon. Morning time, you'll be okay. But it's one of the classes where we actually have interdiction with the officers during an actual chase. We'll pull out in front of them.
Ooh.
We make it as realistic and as live,
wow,
as possible. And we're one of only two agencies in the state that does that, us and the Highway Patrol.
Have you ever had a boo-boo where you actually crashed into somebody?
I don't think we've actually had an incident where somebody's crashed. I mean, they've run off the road.
Right, sure.
You know, they've done other things like that, yeah, but they haven't, you know, stacked it up and got anybody hurt and things like that. No, it's usually running out into a field or something like that. So,
well, it sure sounds like a lot of fun to me.
It is a lot of fun. Yeah, it's emergency vehicle operations course. It's awesome. And I've been an instructor for, oh, I don't know, 5-6 years, I think.
Yeah. Right, fun. So I got a question for you. As you've gone around and you've talked to people, is there a topic that there's one topic that seems to come up more than any other topic, or are people fairly broadly sort of concerned about things? Is there anything that people are concerned about? What are you hearing?
Well, I think the best questions, I think, and I don't know if best is the right word, probably the most questions I get is with regards to concealed weapons permits.
Mm.
You know, every law enforcement agency, the chief is authorized to issue them. Mm. And if they're denied, then they can come to the county sheriff, and it's up to the sheriff to issue them. And so I get a lot of questions on what's my policy. Mm-hmm. And I said their policy is in place, and I said it, I'm favorable. Mm-hmm. All my years as a chief, I can't think of any concealed weapon permit that I denied. So I get a lot of questions on that.
Well, that's an important topic right
well,
now.
Well, it is the Second Amendment, obviously, with the shooting in Vegas. And I said, I support the Second Amendment. I do support it. Mm-hmm. But I also support that we need some restrictions on assault rifles. Because it's a bad thing when the people that you're dealing with they have higher firepower than we do.
Right.
And we can't have that.
Yeah.
We should not have that. So that would be, that's my only caveat when I say that I support the Second Amendment, and I do, but I just think we need to have some controls on assault weapons.
Right.
So mostly everything else has been, you know, more officers on the street. We mm-hmm. want to see more, you know, mm-hmm. And like I tell them, it's dealing with the County Board of Supervisors to get the funding to put more out there, you know, taking a look at the crime statistics.
Mm-hmm.
Can we demonstrate that we actually need more in certain areas? And then maybe moving people around. I mean, there's a lot of things we can do, but that's the other big one.
Are our crime stats, are they up at all? Or are people's perceptions of them being up because of just the sense of, you know, more terror and things like that? Or is it actually...
You know, there's a few things that happen where the passage of Prop 47, the passage of Prop 57... It's lowered what we call the criminal element. I mean, the crimes that were felonies are now misdemeanors. Hmm. People are getting in and getting out that much quicker, and they're committing that many more crimes. So if you're asking me if crime's up, yes, the crime is up, because they know if they get caught, it's a misdemeanor versus a felony. Mm-hmm. The sentence is a lot lighter. The fine is a lot lighter. And that's why we see a lot of recidivism of these crimes, especially auto burglaries out here on the coast. I mean, I can't deny
they're
that.
Nuts.
From
yeah.
Graywell Cove to Ana Nuevo, they're operating. And they know if we find them, it's a slap. It's basically a slap on the wrist. So Prop 47, Prop 57, Prop 109, I mean, we can go down all of them. They've hurt not us. It's hurt the citizenry.
Right.
You know, nobody wants to incarcerate the offenders. And I understand that there's costs involved in doing it. I do get that. However, when you've got 2, 3, 4 of these underneath your belt, then the sentence has got to stick.
Yeah.
That's just my opinion.
How, as sheriff, can you do anything about that since these are California state proposition level?
Well, you know, the sheriffs, the 58 sheriffs have their own association in the state of California. As a police chief, I was with the California police chiefs. We have legislative advocates too. And in doing that, you have an opportunity to meet with lawmakers one-on-one and talk about concerns about why we don't want to see this, why we don't want to see that.
So you do have some sort of
political
action?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Gotcha.
All the big agencies have political action groups, the associations for the bigger agencies, including our own, you know, can go and address those issues as they're being developed. As I heard Jerry Hill speaking the other day, you know, talking about they have to have all the bills in by February. And that's pretty much standard. But from there, they get weeded out. And then there's an opportunity to meet with the authors to see if they want to change some of the language. And that's very important.
Oh, cool. I didn't know that was the process. That's
absolutely neat. Yeah, we do get that opportunity.
And so, Mark, where are you going to be next if people want to come out and see you and talk with you? You've got another event coming up soon?
Well, we have some fundraisers coming up, coffee meetings. We're going to call it Mochas with Melville. I mean, it's
good. I love it.
Java with Jerry.
That's right.
So we might as well go Mocha with Mark.
I love
but
it.
They're going to be coming up. And I ask folks just go to the website or go to Facebook or one of the social media
sites.
Stay
tuned.
Stay tuned because you never know where I'm going to pop up. That's the fun part about doing this is we work on it. You know, my team, we work on where we're going to be, and then we get there. So it's a lot of fun.
You really seem like you're having fun.
I am really having a good, and I'm meeting a lot of great people, and that's what this business is all about. Whether you're law enforcement, fire, emergency, this is a people business. And I thank God every day that he gave me the skills to serve his people, and that's what I tell them every day. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Mark, for coming in again. I hope we'll have you
my
back.
My pleasure. Definitely my pleasure.
Thanks a lot.
Definitely look forward to coming back. Thank you.